Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time. Hughes Holiday Stocking. Let's find out what is in there. So here's how this works. We have a whole group of people here, Hugh, that are lined up, ready to play. So the way the game works is very simple. Hugh will give you topic theme to give you kind of a sense of where to go. And then you hop on the air and you get to ask Hugh Douglas one, just one, yes or no question. He will answer it to the best of his ability. And then you have to guess. And if you guess it right, whoever guesses it right, they win, and you are the winner for today and automatically enter for the grand prize. Once you guess, if you're wrong, we move on to the next person. So it's important to listen because you may get a lot of clues if you are not the first or the second person up. Hugh, I trust our audience. They're ready to go. Are you ready to answer the questions about whatever it is that's in your stocking?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I feel some kind of way.
About?
Because y'all kind of buried Hugh's clues. So.
Well, this is kind of a variation on
y'all
Hugh's clues.
Y'all know I'm petty.
This is a variation. Right. This might be the way you get Hugh's clues back.
Because I probably won't, because I'm about to make it hard on you, because I don't forget nothing.
But you can't really make this hard.
We got an hour. I got an hour.
You
got
to be honest. What's in your
hour?
All right, we can't do this for a full hour. That might be a little bit much. All right. Hugh, why don't you tell everyone the kind of the theme? Give them a hint in what's in your stocking.
This is a famous musical artist.
Okay, there we go. We start there. A famous musical artist is in.
No, I'm gonna help y'all out. Okay, fine.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
I know what you're doing.
What?
You're gonna say something else they did and confuse everyone.
I mean, come on.
Okay, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Okay, let's start with Rich in the Lehigh Valley. You get to ask Hugh one yes or no question, then you can guess who is in his stocking. Rich, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Rich?
Good, Rich.
All right, I'm going to say my question is it a female artist?
No.
All right, well, that takes away what I was going to say, but I'll just guess Elvis Presley.
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess, but not it. All right, Bob is up next on WIP.
Is he under 50?
Is he under 50? Nah.
Okay. Let me guess who it would be.
No, I mean, you're fine. I mean, I meant that, you know.
Okay. God.
Not really all the time.
Yeah, no. Can't lie to the guy.
I know. Okay, let's,
damn it, Bob.
I don't know.
Quite frankly.
All right, Bob. Good try. All right, let's go to Hugh. When you tell someone they have all day, and then
he knew I was playing.
No, I don't think he did. I think you could tell by he exhaled a little bit. And I got all
He's
the
like,
time.
I got all the time. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, we have to try to adhere to some sort of standards. Our Rich in Pottstown is up. Go ahead, Rich.
Is he still alive?
Nope.
Michael Jackson?
Nope.
Rich, appreciate it. All right, Gary in Doylestown. And while Gary, I pull Gary up, 215-592-9494 if you want to play. What's in Hugh's holiday stocking? Gary in Doylestown.
Is he part of a band?
Some would say yes.
Okay.
Some would say yes.
Prince.
Nope.
Nope. Jordan in Philly. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, y'all. Is he alive?
Nope. Somebody asked that question. But you
roar and start.
David Copperfield?
He did. David Copperfield did.
Did he do music?
That's what I was wondering.
What? Guys.
Okay, let's go to Chris at King of Prussia. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chris. What's
up?
Good. Hey, let's see. I'm trying to figure out. My wife should be doing this because she knows all about music. I don't. Is he Italian?
Yes.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
You nailed it, Chris. You got it. How did you get there, Chris? Was it the Not Alive? Was it the well, he was part of maybe kind of part of a band type of thing?
Well, because the guy before me asked Michael Jackson, the only guy I could think of is Frank Sinatra, so I got lucky.
So you picked the other dead guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and Frank Sinatra was a fascinating character. They buried him with a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Yep,
which is perfect for all this. Yeah,
pack of Camel cigarettes and a roll of dimes and a Zippo lighter.
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's awesome.
Yeah, he's classic. Chris,
and some Tootsie Rolls. I see some Tootsie
Rolls,
good
job, man.
Too.
You officially are the qualifying winner for today. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays. Appliance sales. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush to Gerhard's Appliances. Thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores.
Sometimes talking is hard, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, it's extra hard when you're laughing because David Copperfield was a magician. And
is he still alive?
That's what caught you? Not the fact that he wasn't a musical artist. I think Copperfield's still with us.
I think so, too.
Let's see. David Copperfield, is he with us? Yeah. Still alive.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, when did he die? Because I was thinking, when did he die?
So it ended up a double whammy of he's alive and not a musician. And we were looking for a dead musician. How did Frank Sinatra get into your holiday stocking today?
Because we were riding, right? And, you know, we said the theme is Jack Daniels.
Right.
And I remember one of the things about Frank. I can't remember which body he was buried with because I know it's Jack Daniels, but it's a specific bottle, a specific brand. I mean, a flavor.
Right.
And I couldn't remember what it was, but it was a big deal because he helped the brand. He helped the brand Jack Daniels. He helped them get the footing that they have now.
So you think about the lifeline of ambassadors for Jack Daniels. Started with Old Blue Eyes, and now you're carrying the torch.
For real, I was thinking, I'm like, damn. Because, you know, he always... Like, those old school cats, man, the one thing that they always did, had a lot of women around them.
And a lot of drinks.
And a lot of drinks, and they would smoke.
One probably led to the other, which led to the other.
Yeah, man, and they partied. They partied. And Frank, like, his story is fascinating because, you know, he was friends with Sammy Davis Jr., mm-hmm. like a friend, during a time where, back then you ain't really had too many Black friends that you had roll with you the way that Sammy Davis Jr. rolled with the Rat Pack. So, yeah, I just, you know, he was well-respected on both sides, if you know what I'm talking about.
He's an all-timer.
And he made things happen, man. He made things happen.
The other my memory of him was he looked older to me than he really was when I was very young because people used to age worse than they do now.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe it was all that drinking and smoking. Probably didn't help. But I was like, when I was young, I guess he was in his 60s. But I thought he was like his 80s, and he wasn't. He was
them cats like him, man, and you talk about.
They lived hard.
They used to toss.
What do you have to say?
They sprinted through some women.
Sure did.
They put it. They were.
All right, watch yourself.
I'm just saying though, dog. Them cats right there, man. They had a hell of a time.
They did. What would you say a successful day number one of what's in Hughes Hotline Stock?
Well, it ended successfully.
We got the winner.
Y'all a little worried.
I mean, Chris saved everybody from disaster.
It was, yeah.
We had a repeat question within two. Somebody guessed David Copperfield.
That was what I got stuck on. I'm like, wait a minute, when did he die?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard this because you're on the phone call. We unpacked that David Copperfield is both alive and not a musician. I mean, we were looking for a dead musical artist, and we got nowhere near that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Derek in Burlington. What's up, Derek?
Say great job.
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's up,
man? Hey, Derek.
All right, so I have a quick question for y'all, right? Because I keep hearing that Jalen is really only good because of all this talent he has around him, right?
Been something that's been wondered, you know, for a long time, yeah.
All right, so here's my question, right? I think we all agree that Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes are the GOATs, right?
Yeah, for me, they're the top two. Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. So let's take those two out of the equation. Can you name me all these other quarterbacks that are winning Super Bowl without loaded talent around them?
Certainly not guys that go to multiple Super Bowls. Like, you get a one-off every now and then, but
it's not happening, right? So let's think about it. Matt Stafford, we think, is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Rams to a loaded team. I think we all agree that team was loaded. And he won the Super Bowl. Nobody was complaining that the team was loaded. He just won a bowl. I want to address what Q said the other day about how would this team look with Dak Prescott, right? If we remember correctly, I think it was 2 years ago, the Cowboys had more Pro Bowlers on their team than any team in the league.
Yeah.
And what happened? They hosted a playoff game
to the Green Bay
and
Packers.
Got blitzed by the young Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So this stuff, I don't want Dak on this team. Because if there was no playoffs and it was just regular season, Dak might be the best quarterback in the league. There has to be something for someone who just has the ticker when it matters the most and somebody who doesn't.
So what I do know is
Jalen got the ticker when it matters
but
the
see,
most.
But see, Derek, let me
– No?
No, let me help you
well,
out
Well,
he has bit,
gotten
man.
Blown out in two playoff games.
No, let me help you out, though, because that was not
– He also won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, Derek, can I, but not always.
Can I,
you know,
can I be allowed to jump in there real quick? Because, Derek, that wasn't –
Of course.
When I said that, that wasn't a slight at Jalen. That was a conversation that we all had because we were talking I drew a parallel from last night when we were at the hockey game.
Okay.
And some guys were in the stands talking about what if this player or what if that player would have been on the team during this time and he was healthy. It's the same conversation. It was not meant to be a slight on Jalen. It wasn't meant to diminish.
I don't think you did, but I just wanted to clarify. That way. Right. No. I don't think you meant it that way. But I think that people who heard it took it that way.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I don't think you meant it that way, and that's the only reason why I'm clarifying it.
And here's the thing.
That was your intention.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Derek. We all play the what if game, right? But the one thing that we can't do, and this is the one thing that I will not let happen, like I said, from 10-2, Jalen has accomplished a lot regardless to who was doing what or whatever. He was the guy that was pulling the trigger. He was a guy that we can argue about who should have been the MVP or not, but he was the MVP. That's a fact.
Biggest issue. What you're saying is my biggest issue, and that's what I think some Jalen fans have. I don't think Jalen is beyond reproach. I don't think he's playing well this season, but I'm the same place like you. What I'm not going to sit back and do is act like the last 5 years didn't happen. Because I think that's what a lot of these people are now doing. Okay, well, we were just waiting for time to pounce on Jalen. And now that he's not playing particularly well, we're just going to erase the accomplishments that he had over the last 5 years.
Derek, I
find Jalen to be really one of the most interesting quarterbacks to talk about. Because in a way, I think everybody's right, depending on your perspective and the side of it you see. Like, you're right. He's helped the Eagles win a ton of football games for the last 5 years. I also think, Derek, like I almost view the Eagles now, like think about the top college programs.
Okay.
So, like when they lose a top player, they just keep winning without him. And I wonder, and I don't know the answer, and I hope Jalen plays well Monday and for the next 5 years and they keep winning. But I think a lot of people wonder, like, if Jalen moved on and they had a different quarterback, would the winning stop? Because like when Alabama loses their quarterback, Ohio State, they just get the next one and keep winning. Like that's, it's really how we view the Eagles and how great they are. Derek, good phone call.
94 WIP breaking news.
No, this is something completely different.
Over me?
Okay, what do we got?
According to Adam Schefter, Jalen Carter is out for Monday's game versus the Chargers after undergoing a procedure this past Monday on both of his shoulders.
Oh, no.
Carter is now undergoing treatment on both shoulders, and he will be considered week to week to return. Carter wanted to be as close to 100% as possible for the playoff run.
All right, so let's unpack this.
I'm not laughing
What's
at
so
you.
What's so funny, Hugh?
No, I'm not laughing at you. But, like, I'm in the studio waiting. And
I got to tell you, we're cooked, by the way, Monday.
His whole mood.
Joe, dude, we're in trouble.
Like, Joe, I love you, man, but your whole mood. Joe, this is not the end of the world, dog.
We have a better race, Hugh. Did you forget what I did? Saying it's not over.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
But you look like
what
somebody just
the hell is going on around here? Okay. Well, you laugh it up.
No.
Let's unpack this. So yes, was it yesterday Fangio spoke and said he's still battling shoulder issues?
Yeah.
But that was downplaying it, Vic. The guy had a procedure on Monday. Like that's like saying, oh yeah, I stepped on a Lego last night, I'm having some foot issues. No, he had a procedure on both shoulders. Like that's a big deal. Okay. It does explain his play lately, which has been down.
I need you to stop giggling.
I mean,
right
we gotta
now.
Lock in.
I'm sorry.
Lock in. Also, you know what this reminds me of? While we're on the 2023 parallels, remember when our guy Slay had the arthroscopic knee surgery while the whole thing was falling apart in 23? I love that he'll be back for the playoffs thing. No, we gotta get there.
No, it's gonna be all right, dog. I'm just laughing at Joe.
This is. You are out of control.
No, right. I know.
I'm just laughing
on today's
at Joe.
Show. You have no, said it's better if the Cowboys win.
Wait a minute.
Worn your 10-gallon hat, pick the Cowboys, yeah, and now listen, giggling.
Y'all ain't going to make this about, I'm laughing at you.
Well, what do you want?
How do you want him to react?
No, not like that.
Why?
He was
one of our best defensive players is now out. Week to week.
No, you know what that was the equivalent of?
This thing is falling apart.
You know what that was the equivalent of?
We got a game to win Monday.
I am done. That was the equivalent.
Kaput.
Man, you got to love it. They,
no, love what?
Listen. Like I told you, pressure makes diamonds or makes coal. I love it. Hey, man, you got to get it. You really got to get it done Monday night now.
I'm done.
That's what that sounded like.
I am done.
Let me go ahead and put $10 on the Eagle for Monday night.
You're the worst.
Oh, yeah, that makes it more likely they're going to win than their
they're
best
gonna win. Man, I am more convinced they're going to win Monday night. Adversity. This is what you need, man. Listen. You live for moments like this.
What other adversary should we have? Should we just take my lot out of the game? Maybe tell Quinion to sit.
Why are you mad at
Leave
me?
Leave Jalen home.
Why are you mad at me? I ain't having surgery.
You are like, this is the most jovial you've been the entire
because
show.
Because I feel like doesn't this feel like a movie to y'all?
It feels like a
and
nightmare.
We're the good guy, right?
So the movie's coming to a variety
we're
of different
the
genres.
We're the protagonist, right?
Yes.
The protagonist.
I don't know if we're ready for this analogy.
No, it is. We're the protagonist. We're gonna win this one, fellas. I feel good about this. I feel good.
Yeah. But how do you feel better than you did 10 minutes ago?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm saying this adds to the adversity. This is a great storyline.
So Schefter added, this easily could turn out to be a multi-week absence.
Of course it can.
But being placed on injured reserve doesn't seem to be an option now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he had, but does this sound to you like an arthroscopic surgery?
For both of his shoulders.
That's why to me.
This sounds like a wow.
That's like you don't just come back from multiple shoulder surgeries in a week. That's not.
Do you believe in Vic Fangio? Do you believe in him?
You know, here's what I believe. I believe in Vic, but I also think he's not a magician.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not there to tie our feet.
Not having Jalen Carter out there, that hurts.
Dude.
But this is where the rubber meets the road, man.
You know, I did wonder, during that Bears game, did you guys notice a lot of Byron Young playing defensive tackle? And I was just like...
Dude, we got dragged by the Bears' run game.
I didn't look at Jalen Carter's snap counts, but I wonder if it was down because he was obviously not feeling right. And then they put... Byron Young was in every time I looked. I'm like, Byron Young? He's like our fourth or fifth guy.
We're cooked.
No, we're not.
And he was cracking up over
No, here. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe in narratives and storylines. And I know that has nothing to do with anything that's actually going on, but I just feel like... No, seriously, because I feel like...
I know this has nothing to do with what's going on, but I believe...
No, because it's... I feel like watching... And this is a culmination of a bunch of different things, so I'm going to need y'all to follow me down this rabbit hole.
I'm trying.
when they made the story, when they made the narrative of the Hard Knocks episode, it was kind of more Cowboys-centric than it was Eagles-centric.
Well, yeah, right? They were the story last week.
They were the story the last week because story, of what they won, right? And I just kind of felt, because it to me, it's like they tried to paint them in the positive light, you know, Dak being a leader, all this other stuff. And they've been winning. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the Eagles are the real story. Mm. You know, and I think that these adversities that they've been facing, I think it's going to help galvanize the team.
You know.
And I think they're going to go out there in California. I was about to say San Diego again.
Well, it is in California.
Well, it's California.
The whole thing's California.
Yeah, but it's like they're not in L.A.
California's pretty big.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
Yeah. But by the way, with all this, just with everything added up this year, there's no way if I'm Howie, I'm paying Jalen Carter this offseason. I know this isn't his fault.
Are you mad at him? Yeah. You don't want to get no money?
It's circumstantial.
He has heel issues. He had the shoulder to double shoulder issues. And how many sacks do you have this year?
He's just trying to hand out money to everybody.
I would think he wouldn't want to do that.
I'll tell you what you can do for us, Hugh.
What's that?
Why don't you shoot old Fletcher Cox a text?
I don't have Fletch's number, but we did talk about going
hunting.
You have
sources.
I did talk about going hunting with Fletch. Let me see if I can reach out to him on Instagram.
Yeah, use your sources.
It would fit the theme of this season.
Yeah.
What's injury, that?
Well, and then he retires again.
Someone's hurt, bring back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the old Eagle. I mean, this is what we do around here.
But, never mind.
Okay.
I was about to say something, but. Might not be.
Yeah. You know. Okay.
Fletch, 2 years removed from the game?
Yeah, it's probably out. It's probably over, right?
Yeah. Fletch out there racing cars, man.
Yeah, I would think he's probably not coming back. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. You can react with us to all this and the news that just broke that Jalen Carter had a procedure on both shoulders is something. I can't remember something like that, right? Where the player had injuries on both shoulders at the same time in the middle of a season and getting the procedure. So it's a big one. It's not good.
Never mind. I'm not.
Okay. Let's go to Music City Mike.
What you do without the use of both.
Music City Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you guys just gut punched with the update about Jalen.
I know. It's Hugh's fault, too.
It's just the win, right? It is your fault, Hugh. Dang Motor City, Motor Mouth, Detroit Davis, kicking everybody all the time. So now you're saying the Cowboys going, why are you going to cheer for the Cowboys? How are you going to do that to us, Hugh? Then I've been a fan since 1983. I went 35 years struggling, believing in this team, hoping. Now you're talking we ain't long-suffering like Cleveland, whatever. The reality is that we're so close to the food, so close to the win, and these guys keep acting like it don't matter. Like it's no big deal. And I don't know. I can't say it's number one's fault or it's this person's fault or anything like that. But I remember when we lost the first Super Bowl to the Chiefs. Was it Jalen's fault? I don't think so.
He had one bad moment, but he mostly played excellent that game.
No, it was sad. Barry and Maddox couldn't keep up whenever Mahomes started running around scrambling. They couldn't keep up with the receivers. Then we won the Super Bowl because we could keep up when Mahomes started scrambling. So it's a team effort. The thing that kills me about number one is he sits there all the time on the sideline with that stupid look on his face like it's not impacting him.
I've never seen him, and maybe I just they don't pan the camera over to him. But just once, I'd love for him to jump up and start freaking out when the defense makes a sack fumble or gets an interception or whatever. Or just act like he's involved and cares instead of he's going to do it his way. Like he's playing money ball, like, oh, I'm going to do it this way because the numbers say it's going to work. Man, just be a hero, number one. For once, we need you. We're so close to something we've been waiting on forever, and you're trying to act like it don't matter, trying to act like it ain't important. Oh, I'm going to do it my way. Do it for us, dude. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when y'all lost to the Cowboys, I didn't listen to the radio. I didn't look at y'all's webpage. I didn't do nothing about Eagles for a whole week because it hit me right in the heart. Then y'all follow that up with that nonsense again, another loss to the Bears where it looks like they ran through you like your damn high school football team. We can't take this. So if y'all want us to care, you want us to be in, you know, really, really be heartfelt about everything the Eagles are doing, then show it to us. Show it to us. Let's see it.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Now we got you.
Was that it?
Well, I think that was close to the end.
Okay.
He's pissed. As far as Jalen not having the emotion on the sideline, I've moved past on that. Like, this is who he is. I think part of it is he wants to, like, show I'm stoic. I have an even heartbeat, right? I don't expect him
Never let him see you sweat.
Yeah. Listen. They need to score points on offense. Would it make you feel better? Would it make a lot of us feel better if Jalen Hurts is pumping his fist up and down when Jalen Phillips makes a sack or whatever? Cooper DeJean has an interception? Sure. Does that really change anything?
No.
I don't think it does. When Jalen is out there on the field with the offense, they need to move the football, keep the ball, convert for third downs, have first downs, score points. Go back to 2022, his best year. Jalen Hurts wasn't jovial on the sideline, right? He wasn't Mr. Smiles on the sideline. Wasn't there a moment? I think there was a game late in 22 where they blew the Giants out in December up in MetLife, and they were up like 35-0 in the second quarter. And he's just sitting there like stoic. That's who he is. Like, if he plays great, nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'll just say I don't care.
I mean, it does. I don't know what that call was about, to be totally honest. It was all
he's just a lot of feelings. He's mad at you. I think it started off mad at you.
First of all, I told you how I felt about the game tonight. That's not me cheering. That's me telling you what I think is going to happen.
I think what people got mixed up was, you're right, you told us you think the Cowboys are going to win, which is fine, and they might, right? They're playing better than the Lions right now. But then you said it'd be better for the Eagles. I think people put those two things together, and you became Dallas Douglas.
Well, people are stupid.
Okay.
Because I was saying that for the motivational fact. See, this is the thing with radio, and folks have to stop doing this. Don't just take one thing that's being said. You have to consume this as a whole. So that's why I suggest you go on the Odyssey app.
Rewind.
And listen, if you don't understand something, because a lot of times, a lot of folks come on here and don't understand what's being said because you're so in your feelings, you don't hear everything. I never said I was rooting for the Cowboys, and when I said it's better for them to win tonight, because that's more motivation for the Eagles. See, because a lot of y'all, I'm talking about you people now. Y'all want to take the easy way out. I don't believe in it. I'm gonna take the path less walked. And the one, that's what I'm saying, Kyle. Seriously. So if the Cowboys win, that means I need to keep my foot on the gas pedal. Because that's what grown like. You know what they used to say? Men do what they want. Boys do what they can.
Mm.
See, that's a man's move. When you go out there and they win, and you got to keep winning. Boys do stuff when, you know, the other guy loses and you're happy because he lost, because that means it takes pressure off you. I make man moves.
You're on fire.
Foot on the gas,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I put my foot on gas, bro.
What happens if the tank's on E?
Then you better hope to pray that the gas station is close.
Yeah,
because we ain't taking our foot off that gas,
yeah,
bro.
Okay.
So we're back to hope.
Yeah, we're bringing hope.
No, you better, baby. You know,
we better
I've been
find a gas station. All right, 215-592-9494. For one final segment, we'll get to your phone calls here. A lot to react to. Not the best news. We just brought it to you. Jalen Carter, I guess you call it double shoulder surgery?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Dude.
You even thought about the same thing.
How?
Dude, how you gonna wrap your butt, man? Like, say what I'm saying. Both of your hands, like you in the sling, you like this. Do you mean that's when your mom or your significant other?
Oh God,
that's a lot of love for a woman to wipe your butt like that. That's a lot. That's a lot of love.
Only on the show.
No, because you thought about it first. I just said it.
I thought about everything, man.
It's like, damn, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if I was him, I might have just said, do the left shoulder first, give me 2 weeks, then the right one.
But you ain't got time for that, Joe. We got to, you know what I mean?
Because
you
ain't on aisle.
He didn't have time for that. What you're describing, he didn't have time for that anymore.
But they have people that do that. You got to call the nurse people. I know some
people. They have people that do that?
They got people that wipe you. That's their job. Professionals. They got professionals.
Professional wipers.
Well, that's not all they do, but that's a part of it.
Okay.
Now, right. My question is, we got to go to break. I got to stop.
Cut the mic. All right, your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll get to a positive. Some of us had a good day, including one of the Eagles wide receivers. Good day yesterday. We'll hit that. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what? If you're still eating leftovers from Thanksgiving, you're probably sick. Stop it. Throw those leftovers away. This is what I need you to do. Get you some of that sweet Italian sausage from Hatfield. And make yourself a breakfast casserole. If you're that hung up on Thanksgiving and you want that Thanksgiving meal, just go get you some of that sweet Italian sausage and whip yourself up a breakfast casserole so good that it'll be reminiscent of that turkey dinner that you had a week ago. For store locations and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.